Small grain harvest is advancing across South Dakota, and residue will soon be left standing in fields. Controlling weeds after summer harvest is critical to managing the weed bank and conserving moisture for the next crop. Central South Dakota agronomist George Sperry is a director with the South Dakota No-Till Association. He encourages growers to manage weeds shortly after small grain harvest, as the removal of crop canopy gives many weeds the green light.
Seems like there's definitely a lot of kochia out in the country, and we're having issues with star aid, trying to control it. And so hopefully guys can do a good job using different mode of action, whether that's distinct or paraquat, or mixing in some Sharpen and Valor with their Roundup to help control kochia and pigweed going forward. We're going to definitely need to use all those tools.
Kochia, for example, can produce 15,000 seeds per plant yet this summer if not controlled. Sperry says spraying within a week, or two at the most, will hamper weed emergence and reduce herbicide resistance buildup.
That gets harder to control and later in the fall or in the spring then when they start really emerging. So we got to do a good job just for preventing these weeds from going to seed.
Growing weeds also take up moisture that may be needed for the following crop. Many burn-down herbicides containing 2,4-D or dicamba will offer some residual to hold back weeds going into fall. But farmers hoping to plant cover crops into small grain stubble will want to avoid herbicides with residual, as it could limit cover crop emergence.
It's always best to read a label, talk to your local agronomist, and go from there.
I'm Pam Gappert reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association.